Mark, you wrap up a four-game road trip here tonight. What's the main focal point with what you've learned from your group here in the first three games entering this one tonight?
I think just keep getting used to each other. You know, we got a lot of new faces, and especially with some, you know, new faces on defense tonight, we just got to communicate with each other, you know, be there for each other, work together, and just continue to grow as a team.
Obviously some injuries on their side of things as well, but should you end up in the matchup against Sidney Crosby, which is something you've done before, what are kind of the keys when going up against him?
You got to be on your toes. He's obviously a very good player, but you know, I think the thing he does the best is he does everything. You know, he's great in the D zone, has a good stick. You're in the O zone, it's tough to take it off him, but he makes simple plays all over the ice that can make you pay. So obviously playing against him is a challenge, but it's fun to play against a guy of his caliber and, you know, one of the best players in the world. And you know, it's always fun to play against him.
As a center, what's kind of the differences when you have, say, Nikolaj Ehlers on your wing versus Patrick Laine in that spot?
A lot of differences. I think those things are something you just have to get used to, and you know, try to click early. You know, I think that's the biggest thing is get used to each other early and figure out you know, the way the game is going and kind of go from there.
You guys had some success together at the end of last year and got a goal right away the other night. I mean, what's clicked in the early going with that grouping?
You know, I think it's just, you know, we all can shoot the puck, we all can pass the puck, we all can skate, so. You know, the biggest thing for us is just keep it simple. You know, we don't have to score a goal every shift. Just, you know, do the simple things over and over.
What have you thought of the power play movement so far?
You know, it's three games and one game. You know, obviously we, you know, kind of Neil got thrown into the fire with, you know, never practicing with him. So it's tough to say early, but hopefully we can pop a few tonight.
Mark, the obviously state of the blue line and lots of changes here early in the season and even in these first three or four games. What's that like with having different guys coming in, coming out every game, and how do you sort of fight through that?
Yeah, it's obviously tough. You know, you want to, early in the season, you want to get a rhythm going with, you know, with your whole team. So it's tough to lose guys or not have guys in the lineup. So you know, it's one of the things you just have to battle through and have other guys step in and play their game. And you know, it's a big opportunity for a lot of guys.
What's the key for the forward group then when you're dealing with sort of a more inexperienced defensive group that hasn't played together very much?
Just play our game. You know, we have a structure, and you know, everyone knows it. You know, no matter, you know, if they got called up or whatever, you know, guys are all going through the same thing. So just got to play our game.
Mitch talked about before going up against Sid. You're a point per game player. I think you've got 11 and 11 against the Penguins in your career so far. It's a fun when you get a chance to play against this team specifically.
Yeah, it's you know, I obviously, you know, love playing against Sid. He's an awesome player and a guy that, you know, I definitely watch a lot of, and you know, try to take a lot of things out of his game and try to instill in mine. And he's a guy that I definitely look up to very much, and you know, it's always fun getting the challenge to play against him.